Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
John Batchelor with Professor Avenatlis of the U.S. Army War College. Buenos Aires, Dateline. Argentina and Colombia said they are moving towards amending frayed diplomatic relations in a joint statement published following comments by Argentine President Javier Milei that it offended his leftist Colombian counterpart. In specific, I believe he used the word terrorist towards Gustavo Petro, the elected president of Colombia. Once upon a time, Colombia was considered the U.S.'s strongest ally in all of the Americas. Argentina, long understood to be a troubled nation. Javier Milei, however, his election was said to be a change of direction for Argentina and maybe for all of the Americas. Gustavo Petro numbers among the left-of-center presidents elected over these last years. Javier Milei is neither right-of-center nor left-of-center. He's a libertarian who campaigns with a chainsaw. And he is, well, outspoken is inadequate. He's colorful, a former TV presenter. He's got style. He's also got a Beatles haircut. However, Professor, I'm going to go past the old understanding that the two need to get along. How does it suit Milei to offend Petro? How does it suit Petro to act offended?
Well, John, frankly, with diplomatic circles, this reminds me of wealthy people getting offended at a garden party when much more important things are going on. But, it's important to remember that Milei's entire career before becoming president was very unorthodox. He was fundamentally a talk show pundit as well as being a pretty bright economist. And so, I think Milei's entire career has been driven by saying things that he believes and saying them often in controversial ways. And he's not refrained from doing that in the presidency. And so, technically, Gustavo Petro, currently president of Colombia, did serve in a terrorist organization, M19. It is believed that he probably was complicit in the murder of people as part of that M19 group. And as part of M19, technically, Gustavo Petro was a communist. And so when Milei, in an interview with Andreas Oppenheimer on CNN, called Petro a terrorist, a murderer, and a communist. It wasn't entirely untrue. And yet, this is not the first time that that's happened. He also insulted AMLO in Mexico. You have kind of the necessary diplomatic machinery saying we're offended, we're going to recall ambassadors, we're going to go back. But as you also point out, there's not an inherent interest in Argentina and Colombia damaging relationships. And it's been interesting that one of the people involved, also Argentina's foreign minister, a very capable, educated Diana Mondino, has time and time again been the person that tries to, so to speak, clean up the mess. And so when Milei called the Chinese communists and said that Argentina wasn't going to work with communists there either. It was Mondino who had said, okay, we meant this, but it's not about breaking diplomatic relations. It's about just expressing things about China. And in the same thing, Mondino here has tried to not only kind of smooth things over, and as I understand it, Colombia and Argentina are looking to restore relations with a new ambassador, with new relations. And perhaps Mondino will visit Colombia later in the year, although the date has not yet been determined. And so in many ways, it's a bit of a tempest in a teapot that goes to Milei's style rather than, the strategic interest, but it is unfortunate in that there is no inherent reason why Argentina should, paralyze its relationship with Colombia, which, although very different ideologically right now, is potentially a very important partner for Argentina in the region.
Professor Avenatlis, U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. This is the New World Report, CBSI and the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. and there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at spinquest.com, SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit spinquest.com for more details.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.